yesterday we ended off Mishnah Gimel in the first parak of Maseches Kelim, talking about the Zav, and we said the Zav gives off Tumas Medras, and that anything he sits on becomes an Avatoma like himself. The Mishnah Dalet starts off, Lamala min hazav, Zava, Sheim etama is Baala. The Zava is similar to a Zav. It's a woman who experiences certain discharges. Her tuma is more chamor than that of a zav, because she is metame the man who she has bia with. However, if a zav has bia with a woman, she has not become tame. Now it's interesting to note that the tumas boel zava becomes an avatoma as well, whereas if a zav were to just touch a woman or anyone, the zav would make them tame as a rishon. And really, the Teferes Yisrael points out that any woman who has bia becomes tame as a rishon, so she's no different than any woman who would have bia. But the man who is boel with the zava becomes tame as an av. And the mitzora is more chamor than the zava, because the mitzora is metame with bia. Now, bia here does not mean the bia we usually know as having relations, but this is through coming into an ohel, into any building. And if there's a person or kli there, then they will become tame as well. They will become tame as a rishon. This is similar to tumas ohel, but we'll see it's not exactly the same. And obviously we know, based on the first Mishnah, that this tumah of mitzora is not in the 7 days where he's trying to be mitar himself, the yemei safro, because the Mishnah said he would be an avatoma. He would make things tame as an avatoma. We said that he would be an av and make things tame as a rishon, and only through maga. That's the difference. Only through maga. Whereas here, we said even if he's in the same room, sort of like tumas ohel, he makes him tame as a rishon. So that's not bimei safro. That is when he's supposed to be isolated, when he's supposed to be quarantined. And even more chamor than a mitzora is a bone that's at least the size of a grain of barley that comes from a mace. Shehu metame tumas shiva, that it makes anything it comes in contact with, or that is carried by, it transmits tumah through maga and masa. So anything that transmits tumah to becomes tame for 7 days, whereas everything else we said before is only tame for 1 day. Chamor mikulam hames, and even more chamor than everything else is the dead body itself, shehu metame ba'ohel, because it gives off tumas ohel. As we said, the three ways to give off tumas ohel is being under the same roof, or having the source of tumah be ma'ahil over you, or you being ma'ahil over the source of tumah. Masha ein kulam metame, but none of these other things have tumas ohel. And we point out, what about the mitzora? We said similar to tumas ohel, because the mitzora is only if he stops in the room, whereas obviously the mace can't walk, that's just like impossible. But if the mitzora is walking, he would not be metame anything through tumas ohel. And that is Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey changes gears a bit. We were talking about 10 avos hatumah from the beginning of the Masechta. We listed 10 avos hatumah from the most mekil to the most chamor. We started with the sheret shechva zera tmei meis mitzora and the mechatas, and we kept going higher and higher to more severe levels of tumah. Now we're going to do 10 levels of tumah to which a person can be subject. I'll also go again from the most mekil to the most chamor. The sources of tumah in this Mishnah are specifically a person himself rather than external sources. And we're going to explain the case through a person who gets all these tumas added to him. So the Mishnah says, Eser tumos parshos min ha'adam. 10 tumos come from a person. Mechusar kippurim. Aser pekodesh imutar v'juma v'maiser. So if you have a mechusar kippurim, as we explained in the Akdamashir, mechusar kippurim is a zav, zava yoledes from Mitzora, who they did their proper tefillahs, and they waited the amount of days they needed to, and all they have to do is bring the karbanos. So really they're tahor, but they're not allowed to eat kudshim, as the Mishnah says, Aser pekodesh. They're allowed to eat Shuma and Meiser. Chazar liyos tevul yom. So let's say you have this man, and let's say he was a Zav, and he's a Mechusar Kippurim, and now he becomes Tameh as a tevul yom. A tevul yom is someone who became Tameh and has to wait until sunset after he does his tefillah. So he did his tefillah, and now he's this in-between stage. So in that case, Aser b'kodesh uva truma umatzer b'maiser. So he's aser to eat kodesh, as we pointed out before, and he's now aser to eat truma, but he is able to eat maiser. Maiser, we're talking about maiser sheni, and truma obviously is if he's only if he's a kohen or of a kohen's family, if it's like a woman. Let's say the case was chazal lios b'keri. If he then discharged semen, aser b'shashdan. So now he can't even eat Maiser Sheni. Chazar Leos Bo'o Nida. If he then had relations with a Nida, Metame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. So he's Metame Tumas, the quasi Tumas Medras, because he only makes it a Rishon, unlike the actual Zava who makes the Medras an Av. He makes him a Rishon, like we saw with the Elyon Oshel Zav. And we'll talk about more in Masechah Zavim. Okay, now we're going to talk about a Zav. And we have to know that if a Zav experiences one discharge of this Zov liquid, then he's like an irregular Bakeri. If he experiences two, then he is considered a Zav, and he's Tameh. And if there's three, we'll see there's a difference between a Zav HaRoshtaim, Zav HaRoshalosh. Chazal Leos Zav Sharash Deirios. If he then, remember this person, so far we said he was a Mechusar Kippurim who became a Tevul Yom, who then became a Balkeri, then had relations with Anita, and now he had that second, let's just make the case simpler, the first Zav, the first Ziva flow made in Balkeri, and now he's the first Zov flow made him a Balkeri. Now he has a second one, and that makes him a Zov Shirash Deirios. Metame Mishkov Moshov. Then he actually is Metame Tumas Medras. As we said, he's an Avatoma, and the bed he's sitting on becomes an Avatoma as well. Vitzarach Bias Mayim Chaim. And Vitzarach, he has to go into a Mayim Chaim. Unlike a mikveh, he has to go into live spring water. After he counts Shiva Nikiyim as 7 clean days, Upatar min HaKarban, but he doesn't have to bring a Karban. Remember, he said the Mechusar Kippurim, one of the examples he gave was a Zav, who has to bring this Karban. So Zav Rosh Tain does not bring a Karban, Rosh Shalosh, but if he saw a third, discharge Chayav B'Karban. And that's the Mishnah Megillah in the Ein Bein, Zav Rosh Tain, Zav Rosh Shalosh, he does have to, the difference is the Karban. And now we're going to talk about a mitzorah. We have two different types of mitzorah here. We have a mitzorah muskar, who is confined or isolated, just to see if this is really tzaras. If it turns out it wasn't tzaras, then he's isolated again. And if no changes occurred, obviously we'll talk about this more in Maseches Nagayim, then he's off the hook. But if there is a change, the tzaras does spread, then he becomes what's called a confirmed mitzorah muchlat. So let's see the mitzorah muskar, mitzorah muchlat. Again, this is also in the Ein Beins in the first Berakah Maseches Megillah. Chazar lios mitzorah muskar, metame bebia. So mitzorah muskar, who's isolated to see what's going to happen, is metame bebia, as we said, when he walks into a room and he stops. Upatar min apriya, umin aprima. However, he does not have to let his hair grow or tear his clothes. Though we know that as long as a Mitzvah's tummy, he has to let his hair grow and he must tear his clothes. But that's only Mitzvah Mukhlat, the Mishnah says. And when he is completely done and free of Tzaras, he does not have to shave and bring the karbanos of the birds. But Mitzvah Mukhlat is chayav in all these. He has to let his hair grow, tear his clothes, and he has to shave at the end and bring the birds. Now, the final two cases are going to be talking about a limb that was severed from a live person. We know from the Mishnah in Eduyos that a limb that is severed from a living person is metame like a mace if it has a certain amount of flesh on it. A limb, to be luckily defined as a limb, has to have bone, meat, and sinew. So in order to be metame, that all the bone or sinew has to be intact. If there's some meat, that's still able to be metame. And we'll see what the shear is. Perash menu eva she'ena lav basar karoi. If a limb was severed and it does not have sufficient amount of basar, metame b'maga b'masa v'eino metame b'ohel. So it's metame through maga masa and not ohel. It's not like a dead body in this case. V'miesha la basa karoi, and if it does have enough flesh on it, metame b'maga b'masa uv'ohel. And then it then gains the status of being metame to mas ohel as well. So what is the shear of flesh that makes him metame to mas ohel? Shear basar karoi kedei lahalos arucha. The amount of flesh is enough so that it can heal. Meaning that if the limb was still connected to the body, the remaining flesh would have grown enough to replace the dead flesh and cover the limb again. And this is the Rambam in Spesh Mishnah. It says it's going to be subjective depending on the size of the limb and the condition the person has. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he gives a more objective definition explaining what is kedei lahalos arucha. Im yesh b'malkam echa kedei lakifo b'chot erev yesh po lahalos arucha. If there's enough flesh in one place on the limb to circle the entire limb with a strand of flesh that's equal in width to the weft, so let's see what a weft is. When it comes to weaving, you have a loom. So you have what's called the warp threads and the weft threads. The warp threads are the vertical threads, and the weft is one long horizontal thread that's passed through the warp threads by going up and down and up and down. And then when it circles back, it goes down, up, down, up. And that's how you get the pattern, the stitch. So since the weft threads are handled all the time because it's the one being moved across the warp, they were double the thickness of the warp threads. And there's a standard amount, whatever it was. So if there is enough flesh in one place on the limb to surround the limb with a strand of flesh that is as wide as a weft thread, that is enough as we said before, to heal the skin. That is Mishnah Hey. Tomorrow, Mishnah Shem, we'll pick up with Mishnah Vav and Zion.